Yes, my old lady.
My old lady, yes, okay. A woman who's lost her husband, that is, her husband is dead, would be called
a widow.
Now, what, when you were talking to your mother, I know about her to say it, but I ask you, what do you call her?
Mother.
Okay. How about when you were talking to your father, what would you have called him?
Daddy.
Now, how about, I noticed this before, but the tape wasn't on, what you called your grandfather?
Papa.
But I knew. How about your grandmother?
Well, I used to call my grandmother, grandmother. For one reason about my grandfather, my mother's mother died when I was very young.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I probably would have called her mother if she had lived.
Mm-hmm.
But they called my grandfather Papa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we call him the same thing that my mother and her sisters and brothers call
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my father's mother, her husband was already dead, and we just called her grandmother.
Do you remember a thing they used to have for babies? It was sort of like a crib on wheels.
A buggy.
Yeah, a buggy. Mm-hmm. And they would put the baby in the buggy, and they'd say they had to go out and
push the baby.
Now, if people have children, they say their children are their sons and
daughters
and boys and
girls.
If a woman was going to have a child, you'd say she's
expecting or pregnant.
Have you ever heard any old people say it any other way or anything?
Go and have a baby.
A name for a child that would just be used by the people in your family, you'd say that was other people didn't call them by that name, but you just called
nickname.
we used to do that to my brother. If somebody did not have a doctor to deliver a baby, they have to send for
a granny.
A granny, yeah.
That I've never seen.
You've never seen one, but you know that. That's interesting. Now, if you were talking about a boy and his father, and they have the same sort of facial appearance, you'd say the boy
looks like his father.
Do you know the expression favors, used in that way, favors his father?
No.
You know, you looked at it, I could tell.
What is it, Mary?
It favors his father is a kind of an old expression. It means the same as looks like,
mm-hmm.
but it's one that, it's a real old expression you don't hear much anymore, and I just wondered if you
this is true.
It means exactly the same thing, except that he looks like his father, you say he
favors his father.
It's a real old expression. And this is another old expression. Well, I see what you'd say in this thing. If somebody had actions like his father, not necessarily look like him, but had actions like him, you'd say he has ways. Yeah. Do you know, this is another old one, do you know takes after?
I've heard it.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh.
You've heard people say, and
yes.
Would it be used in that way? They'd
well,
say
he takes after his father.
To mean his actions.
Uh-huh.
But
I think act like his father would be better.
Would probably be what you'd would be what you'd use. If a woman, like you'd say, like your mother, by herself, she had seven children, so by herself she had to
support the family
or
take care of the family.
Would you use raised in that way? She had to.
Well, you could use
raise the family.
Raise the children.
Raise the children. If a child had been bad, you might say you're going to get a
spanking.
Well, now with spanking.
Or whipping,
you might
well,
say.
They used to use whipping a
whipping
lot instead of spanking.
If a little boy was like 3 inches taller this year than last year, you'd say in 1 year he really
has grown.
Mm-hmm. And you, he'd say to you, yeah, this year I really
have.
Or I really
had.
Just grew, I really, if you're using the word grow, you'd say, he would say, this year I really
grew.
Mm-hmm. So much fun to do this.